在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Guests can enjoy real Kirsch beer and culinary specialties here at moderate prices, such as Sauerbraten and a carpaccio of curried sausage. If you only have one day for visiting museums, you should confine yourself to just one of the five museums on the island in the Spree. The Burmans have decided to visit the Pergamon Museum, which owes its name to an antique altar which is on display there in its original dimensions. But art and culture can really be found all over central Berlin.
No less than five different museums make Berlin's Museum Island one of the most varied and popular cultural offers in the world. However, two of them are currently closed for renovation work. The Old Museum focuses on ancient Greek and Roman art. The Old National Gallery contains sculptures, paintings and frescoes representing 19th century European art. An entire room is devoted to the painter Caspar David Friedrich. The collection also includes masterpieces by Manet and Renoir. But there are also other exhibitions worth visiting in central Berlin. The Gallery of the Kulturforum on Potsdamer Platz has one of the most comprehensive collections of European paintings and includes pictures by Dürer, Rubens and Rembrandt. Right next door lies the new National Gallery, built by Mies van der Rohe. This light temple of glass houses changing exhibitions of European painting and sculpture of the 20th century. For each of these three museums, admission is €8 for adults.
Back on the museum island, the Burmans and Alexander Matza have arrived at the Ishtar Gate in the Pergamon Museum.
2000 Jahre alt ist und das.
It's terrible to think we never managed to come here in all the 1.5 years we lived in Berlin, because this is really something.
The Pergamon Museum is considered one of the most important collections of Oriental antiquity, alongside the Louvre in Paris and London's British Museum. If you are interested in art and culture, then you should consider buying a 3-day pass, which is valid for virtually all of Berlin's renowned museums. It costs €15 per person, so you can save quite a lot of money.
So, with this little cultural excursion, our tour of central Berlin comes to a fascinating end. We had a really good time thanks to your suggestions, so please keep on sending us your ideas for unforgettable holiday experiences in Germany, or you can send us an application and maybe before long we'll be visiting some beautiful corner of this country together. So, join in and join us again in 4 weeks' time for the next edition of Discover Germany. See you then. Bye-bye.